first chapter is called My Beautiful Destruction. I have allowed myself to be deconstructed. I have been stripped bare to my core. I have untangled myself one by one from all the concepts I wore like garments. I struggled initially to reveal myself. Allowing concepts to go seemed like a huge risk. But as each one went, I felt freer, lighter, and safer. I felt encouraged and inspired to deconstruct more. Each glorious layer of identity was given begrudgingly at first, and then excitedly, and some even fell away in my peace. Over and over again, I saw this intertangled web of lies I had constructed around myself to be transparent and false. Excitement turned to bliss and sheer joy at feeling my naked beingness once again. Unencumbered by the burdens of self-definition, I let myself soar. Soon I began to search for more to discard. So absolutely smitten with the undressing of reality itself. Everywhere I looked, I saw myself protected and guarded from my imaginary fears and shadows that vanished in the light. Bliss turned to ecstasy as I stumbled around my life begging to disrobe myself more. Sheer passion and love for my real nature inspired a closing down sale for any identity left. Deeper and deeper I dove into myself, revealing ever more subtle layers of ideas, projections, and conceptions of myself. I had lost all remembrance of who I ever thought I was, and I had lost all ability to want that back. I had lost any sense of loss and losing at all. What started as sacrifice became a beautiful, beautiful unveiling of the pristine state that I am. Lost in the reveling like some intoxicated nobody, I searched for more to throw away. Long ago had I lost the ability to value anything other than my own selfish drive towards, inwards and downwards, towards the core of my own reality. Finally, in one ecstatic moment of blinding revelation, I gave away the ability to give away. I lost my ability to change, to become, to compare, and to define myself. I ceased undressing and stood in front of the mirror of life. I recognized myself no matter how many concepts I wore. I saw who I was before time and change came. I saw that I was also time and change. I stood absolutely still for the first time, and yet I had always remained right here.